Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
All right, grab a seat. Good morning. 8:30 is ready to go. Man, thanks for being here. If you're a guest this morning, if it's your very first time with us, and as I was reminded today, if you've been here for 10 years, my name is the same. I'm Trey Kelly. I'm the lead pastor. And hey, man, we're pumped you're here. We're wrapping up a series today called Find Your Fit. So today I want to ask a question to get us all thinking this morning about when's the last time you remember not fitting? Like, when's the last time you remember feeling out of place? Like, feeling like you just didn't belong. Maybe you moved as a kid and you went to a new school. First day, didn't know where to sit, didn't know what to do, you felt out of place. You moved to a new neighborhood, maybe other things. Maybe, like me, when you were in college, I went to the University of South Carolina, I had a friend who went to Clemson. Let's go. He invited me to sit in the Clemson student section for the Carolina-Clemson game. I was out of place. I did not belong. I did not fit. Isn't it interesting? And you know this. But we can be surrounded by people and still feel alone. Think about it. We can go through life, the people around us, but without anybody knowing us. At work, maybe you know tons of people, but you don't know what's going on in their lives, and they certainly don't know what's going on in yours. Maybe you spend weekends around an activity of your kids, dance, cheer, sports, and you know these families. You spend weekends with these families, but they don't know what you're struggling with, and you don't know what's hurting. Maybe you have tons of connections on social media, but you don't have anybody to call at 2 a.m. when you just don't know what to do. I mean, let's just be raw this morning. You could attend our church. You could sit each week and still not actually know anybody. Now look, I'm not saying anything fancy. We all know this. Being around a group of people, it isn't the same thing as belonging to that group of people. And look, not only do we understand this, we understand. We kind of sometimes make a deal with ourselves. I want to be known, but not too known. I'll belong, but not too much, because we all inherently understand something about knowing people, about belonging to people, belonging in a group. It requires something. I will at least say of me, maybe not of you, maybe you guys are healthier than I am, but for me, belonging to a group requires something I'm not naturally wired to do. Be vulnerable. To admit out loud to another person, I don't have it all together. If you've been around long enough, you're like, we are well aware you do not have it all together. Thank you. I don't. He does. That's how it works. But most of us, we don't like it. Like, we like the idea of being known. We like the idea of people maybe knowing a little bit of our story, and we certainly, if things go really wrong, we like the idea of maybe there being somebody there to possibly help. But we hate the step required to build that help. We hate the idea of being vulnerable enough to admit to someone else, hey, I can't do this on my own. I need your help. And it's funny, even as I say those words, I'll watch some of your faces. And you're like, oh, no, 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 no. I don't need anyone's help. There's plenty of people that need my help. But I've tried needing other people. It doesn't work. It's not safe. I don't need anyone else. You ask me all the time if I'm reading your mind. No, I'm not reading your mind. You're just normal. This is unfortunately, 2026, what human interaction has taught us. But I believe God has something so much better than feeling like we have to carry everything alone. In fact, I'm positive. And that's what we're going to talk about today as we wrap up our series. Find your fit. If you're new and you missed any of it, you can grab our app. It's a great way to stay connected. This is week three of this series. And for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about this idea about how God created us all to fit. In week one, we gave out puzzle pieces. And we made an innocent, simple observation that we all understand about puzzle pieces. If it's in the box, it has a fit. It's not defective. We just haven't found it yet. But when a puzzle piece shows up, you can tell someone planned this, someone created this, someone designed this to fit into a bigger picture. Well, week one, we said the same thing about us. God created me. God created you. God created all of us on purpose and for a purpose. You're not a mistake. You're not an accident. God loves you, and God planned you. And he has a purpose and a fit for your life. Last week, we began looking at, okay, well, if God has something planned for me, if he has a fit, what would it look like? Where would I find it? And we discovered, well, that's why God gave us the church. This is the place we come to be equipped and to be prepared to play our role and to play our purpose, because it turns out God's done something special inside each and every one of us, and that includes you. He's given you gifts, strengths, talents, and abilities he gave no one else. You've lived a life no one else has lived. So even the highs and the lows of your life, he can redeem and he can use to help other people. And so last week we landed with this really powerful truth. Someone else needs what God put in you. That's the way the church works. God has instilled in you these different things, and he wants to use you, we talked about this last week, to bless other people. You were created. You were designed to be a blessing. Now, there's one more thing about this puzzle piece, and we really haven't talked about it for the last few weeks, but again, it's obvious when you think about it. This piece cannot fit alone. In fact, the only way we know it fits is because there's cutouts where other pieces will connect to it. The way a puzzle fits is you have other pieces around it and you connect. So for this piece to play its purpose, it needs other pieces. And Wellspring, I'm going to tell you today, the same's true for us. God did not create us to go through life alone. God created us to be a blessing for other people. But that also means that God's put some stuff in other people that he wants to use to bless you. See, it's not just that someone else needs what God's put in us. Here's what we're going to talk about today. You, me, all of us, we need what God put in someone else. See, the key to finding our fit isn't just to discover how we can bless other people. Finding our fit means connecting to the people God intends to use to bless us. So see, there's a tension we have to wrestle with today. We don't like needing people. But guess what? The God of the universe created us to not only need him, but to need each other. To need people that know our story. That need people to know our family history. We need people who understand what a good day feels like and what a bad day feels like. We need people who know when we're high and when we're low. We need people who can step in to our story when it begins to overwhelm us. And again, I know we want to push back. Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't need people. I don't need people. I don't need people. God says we do. And look, if you're excited about God using you to bless other people, why would you rob that blessing from someone else? They may be just as excited about getting to bless you. But I know what happens. We begin to think, okay, this vulnerability requires me to just rip my heart open, tell everybody my story. You're all like, I'm going to have to make a video and tell everybody my deepest, darkest secrets, and we're going to play it on. No! I'm not even saying you need 50 best friends. Jesus certainly didn't have 50 best friends. As best we can tell on earth, he had 15 to 25 acquaintances and three really close friends that he shared everything with. And according to John, John was his best friend. That's it. That's all we know. So here's what that means for us today. We don't need everyone to know everything about us. Pause. My social media people, do you know this? We don't need everybody to know everything about us. Can I get an amen? Amen. We don't need everybody to know everything about us. But we do need someone who knows the real us. We do. We need people around us. And you may say, okay, well, why did God do it this way? Why wasn't Jesus enough? Why on earth would he create us to need other people? And I honestly can't tell you all the reasons. I don't know. It's above my pay grade. But the most evident one to me is very simple. It's because everyone we know, including you, is carrying something. We're all carrying stuff. And sometimes life gets heavy. Sometimes finances get heavy. Going to the grocery store, watching the magic numbers, they keep going higher. Feels heavy. Relationships feel heavy sometimes. Maybe you go through seasons in your marriage and it feels heavy. Maybe you're parenting toddlers, newborn, feels heavy. Maybe you're parenting teenagers, feels heavy. Maybe you're an empty nester now, and that feels heavy. Maybe work's not going well. Maybe you had a doctor's appointment last week that didn't quite go the way you hoped. Whew. Life gets heavy. I'm carrying heavy things. You're carrying heavy things. We're all carrying heavy things. And I don't know about you, but my tendency when I'm carrying heavy things is to hunker down and say, I'll deal with this on my own. I don't want to be a burden to anyone else. And so we get internal, and we try to solve it. But that's the tension I think God wants to explode today. Who taught us that we had to handle everything on our own? Because as you read the New Testament, especially as you study the early church, that was not the approach they took. The second the church formed, Acts 2 tells us, they begin meeting together, and they begin hanging out together, and they begin sharing together. And get this, when someone had a financial struggle or when they were struggling, they helped each other. The New Testament even says sometimes they would sell stuff they had to be able to help other people. And I know you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's in the giving series. But over and over, we see this. We see this in Paul's writings. We see this in Paul's letters. And we see this in a simple command Paul gives at the end of his letter to the church in Galatia. In the book of Galatians, in chapter 6, Paul addresses this issue. He addresses this idea that when life gets heavy, we turn inward. And he says, guys, there's something so much better available through God's church than turning inward. He says, what would happen in Jesus' name if you began turning towards each other? Here's what he says. He says, share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. This is our total Bible passage for the sermon, just this right here. He's saying, help each other. Lean in to the heavy seasons for each other. And when you do, you are obeying the law of Christ. The law of Christ, if you're not familiar, we talk about it a lot at Wellspring, is a new command that Jesus gave his disciples. It's something we call the Last Supper. It was a dinner they had on Thursday night. By Friday morning, he's handed over to the Romans, and he dies on the cross Friday afternoon, and Sunday morning, he comes back to life and changes the world. Praise God. But that Thursday evening, Jesus is gathered with his disciples, and he says, hey, guys, I want to give you a new commandment. Love each other as I have loved you. He made his love the standard for Christians. Not the way we want to love, not our parents' love, not our boyfriend or girlfriend's love, the way Jesus has loved us. He then calls us to love other people that way. And so what Paul is saying is when you lean into someone else's story, when you step in Jesus' name to lighten a burden someone else is wrestling with, you are obeying the law of Christ, which means you are behaving like Christ. Let me say that again. When we step into each other's burdens, we are obeying the law of Christ because we are behaving like Christ. Because that's the totality of what he did. Came to earth, assumed our burden, and said, I got your back. And so in church and in Christianity, that's how we are intended to operate with each other. And I hope you can see how last week and this week kind of fit together. Sometimes in God's plan, you're going to be the blessing. And sometimes in God's plan, you're going to receive the blessing. And here's the crazy thing. When you're the person giving the blessing, you also feel blessed at the same time. And when you are the person receiving the blessing, you are also helping to bless the other person because they're getting to play their role in God's story. And as I've said over and over and over again, there is nothing you will find more satisfying in your entire life than playing your role in God's story. And that role includes being connected to people. That role includes knowing people's stories. That role includes, as Paul says, sharing each other's burdens. But now let's be honest, especially in a church like ours, we have multiple services, three services, people can watch online. There's something required to be able to share burdens. And what's required is connection, knowledge. And that requires us to take a step into connection. Because look, as I was saying, you could have been attending our church for 5 years, maybe 10 years, and still not know anybody and have no one know your story. You could very easily show up on a Sunday, park your car, walk in, grab your coffee, sit in your chair, and enjoy yourself. You stand, you sing, you worship, you learn, you feel close to God, and then you turn and you walk out the door. It can happen. But here's a problem with that. If that's your engagement, we don't know when you're going through a hard time. And you don't know when the person sitting next to you is going through a hard time. And if we don't know people are going through hard times, how on earth could we ever step into their burdens? See, this is why at our church we have a core value. We talk about it all the time. You are currently sitting in rows. And we love rows at our church. Obviously, we spend a lot of time and energy preparing our environments where people come and sit in rows. You come and you sit and you sing and you learn. And this is the beginning experience. This is where we learned big things. But we have a huge core value at our church. Rows are great, but we are passionate about the fact that we believe circles are better than rows. Because you can't connect in a row. And without connection, there could be no relationship. And without relationship, we can't obey Paul's command. How on earth can we share burdens with each other when we don't know each other? So that's why we think circles are better. And that's why you hear us always talking about encouraging you to jump in to a group. We call them community groups here. And here's what a community group is. Are you ready for the super theological explanation of a community group of Wellspring Church? A community group is a group of people that attend Wellspring that meet together in the community. That's it. I know, we are marketing geniuses. But that's it. And we have some community groups that meet in homes. We have some of the community groups that gather around stages of life. We have some community groups that gather around a shared interest. But it's a group. It's just an opportunity for you to get in to a smaller group of people to where you can get to know them, they can get to know you, and we can begin to connect. We can begin to be vulnerable. That way, when needs arise, as they often do in our church, someone knows you, and you know them, and they're able to help. We recently had a couple write in a story and share their experience of being in a community group because something happened. They found themselves in need. And so I want to share the story. This is Jamie and Christy Roderick. And here's what they write. They say, "We began attending Wellspring last September. Week after week, messages from Trey, April, and Terry spoke to us, and we felt called to explore more of what Wellspring had to offer. We completed the Discover track and met so many wonderful people. We joke that you have to be careful entering the Blue Room because you might leave with lifelong friends." I love that. "After joining a marriage semester group, we began leading a community group of our own. And our community group has quickly become more like family than friends. We meet each week to share a meal. We discuss Sunday service. We work through some questions. And we share our everyday lives. Recently, a lightning storm caused significant electrical damage to our home. So we called Sean, a member of our community group, with what we thought would be a quick electrical question. Instead, Sean dropped everything, arrived with a microwave in hand, and spent the day helping us put our home back together. This kind of selfless support is hard to put into words. It's been amazing to watch God restore what we didn't even realize was broken. We're thankful for our community group and for everyone at Wellspring who recognizes that circles, even tiny ones, are better than rows." Guys, this is what Galatians 6:2 is all about. That's what carrying someone else's burden looks like. Sometimes it's fancy. Sometimes it's super spiritual. Sometimes it's showing up with a microwave and saying, "How can I help?" But I don't want you to miss a line. I want you to hear what she wrote. "It's been amazing to watch God restore what we didn't even realize was broken." Do you hear what she's saying? Their problem wasn't that the power went out. There was, like all of us, there's just some hurt and some pain that God heals through connecting with other people. He just does. That's the way it works. And the fact that they had taken a step and that they had connected with other people meant when they needed help, there was someone there. But the storm didn't create their community. It revealed it. It revealed what they had taken a step to plant and cultivate. Here's why I point that out. I think all of us would love to have somebody to call if our electricity goes out. And a lot of times, some of it, we can hit these moments where we look around and realize, I need other people. But do you know when the worst time imaginable is to try to start creating new relationships with new people? When you need all the people. I'm not saying it's too late, but it's not God's best. God's best is for us to walk in community, to walk in relationship. So when someone has a burden we can carry, we get to step in and be a blessing to them. And when we're experiencing a burden we can't carry alone, we receive the blessing when they step in for us. And so, as you walked in today, you are all given these cards. And full disclosure, yes, I do hope each and every one of you sign up for a community group today. Absolutely. Because you need people. And people need you. And if the series is about finding our fit, we can't stop at finding what we have that other people might need. We have to continue so we can position ourselves so God can take the people he's planned to bless us and connect us to them. And community groups are where that connection happens. And every person in this room today can join a group. I say that because one of the things I love about our church is we have people every week who attend who don't believe what we believe. You're not sure you believe in Jesus. You're not sure you believe in God. You're just kind of checking out church. And we have another core value at our church that we're passionate about, and it's this. It's that we invite people to belong before they believe. See, because the church, we think it's our role to help you find your fit. And we know God created you to belong. You were born to belong. So, of course, you can belong here. You can jump in. You can be known. We can share stories. You can serve here. You can join a group here. Because we know belonging, where Jesus wants you to belong, is going to eventually lead you to believe what Jesus wants you to believe. It's not us. It's Him. And so every single one of us in this room can take this step today. And why should we? That's what we've been talking about the whole time. We were never designed to find our fit alone. Was never part of God's plan. You were not designed to find your fit alone. I was not. None of us. And so as we enter our response time, I'm going to challenge you to pray about joining a group today. I'm going to challenge you to take a step, to scan that card, talk to someone in the lobby, and join. Jump in. Jump into community. Because just like this puzzle piece, you cannot find your place without other pieces. But you're in charge of your piece. My prayer today is that God's not only reminded us, oh yeah, we do need people, but maybe He's giving you the confidence and the courage to try. Now look, I'm not saying the first group you get in will be perfect. That's not the way the world works. Every person you've ever met didn't become your best friend. Somebody eventually did. I'm not saying your first group will be your fit. I am passionate about the fact that I believe 100% you have a fit here. And if you'll be patient with us, we'll help you find it. Because this was best for you, and this was best for our church. So before we enter our time of response, a couple of questions I want you to think about before we pray. Question one, who knows what you're carrying? And I don't mean you. Who else knows? And hear me, please, if the answer is no one, can everybody look at me for a second? Because I don't know who needs to hear this and who doesn't. If your answer to this question is no one, can I say a couple things to you? One, I'm so sorry. You deserve community. And it's not really your fault. I get it. I understand. If you feel like no one knows your story, it's because life has taught you no one knows your story. And I'm sorry. Jesus knows your story. And I believe He's positioned you right here, right now, for this moment. You have a place here. You belong here. You fit here. And if you'll give us the blessing of trusting us with your story, with stepping into community, I promise, not in my name, but in Jesus' name, that you'll experience something you never experienced before. Because we weren't designed to find our fit alone. So who knows what you're carrying? Second question. Whose burden are you helping to carry? See, it goes both ways. We carry burdens. They carry ours. We love each other. And in this way, we become like Jesus. As we pray in just a moment, I just challenge you to think about these questions. To think about your fit. To think about who knows your story. Practically, to think about if you're a part of a group here or not. And if you're not, join today. Step in. So that God can help you find your fit. Find your people. People you can bless, and people that will bless you. Go ahead and close your eyes for me. I want to read something over you.